New York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. And hi, how are you? Welcome to the Big Radio Show on this Thursday, the 6th day of September, year of our Lord 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. And all of a sudden, we got ourselves a boatload going here. We've got the Kavanaugh hearing still going on. Today's the last day that Judge Kavanaugh will be sitting before the Senate Judiciary Committee. We'll give you an update on that. There were some interesting things in it today, a little more fireworks. But we've also got the op-ed from the New York Times. We got a lot to go over. We just got word moments ago that Burt Reynolds has died at his home in Jupiter, Florida, age 82. So, he's big movie star and all that. His first role in television of any kind of starring role was in Gunsmoke. I don't remember that. But anyway, Gunsmoke, he got his big film break in Deliverance, The Longest Yard, Smokey and the Bandit, Semi-Tough, Hooper, Smokey and the Bandit 2, The Cannonball Run, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. So, all kinds of awards for Boogie Nights, all kinds of things that Burt Reynolds was involved with. So, may he rest in peace. 82 years of age, died in Jupiter, Florida here just within the last hour. So, may he rest in peace. Yeah, I saw a photo of him from recently, and he was looking like he was 82. You know, he looked more than 82, man. He's had a rough life, but a very successful one. All right, let's get into whodunit. I mean, we got yesterday during the third hour of the program, this thing broke about the New York Times and the fact that they had the op-ed that, well, people are calling it anonymous. It's not anonymous. New York Times knows who it is. We don't know who it is. So that's all it is. It's not anonymous. But I don't know if you had a chance to read it or if you just heard the various parts about it, but I am surprised by the reaction, but there's also kind of the fun element that goes in on it because of the fact there's a lot of people that are from the right side of the aisle are very, very, very upset about this, and people on the left that worked for President Obama or President Clinton, former White House people, they're even more upset. And it's the whole idea about the honor of being an employee of a president, being on the president's staff. And the thing about this op-ed is, and everybody's trying to decipher the words to find out, oh, look at this word, lodestar. Oh, that must be Vice President Pence. He wrote it. I know he did because he uses lodestar in his speeches. I saw an interview with the guy who was a speechwriter for Bill Clinton who outed the author of Primary Colors, which was written by Anonymous, but later turned out he thought it was Joe Klein, and it was. And Joe Klein finally came out and said, yeah, I wrote that. So he says there's also some terms in there that are naval term, somebody that served in the Navy, some sort of words that would be the kind of words that if you had served in the Navy, you would be using these kinds of words. And he also pointed out he was a speechwriter, and he said we speechwriters like to use alliterations, and there are a number of alliterations in this op-ed. So he thinks maybe it's a speechwriter. But when you go through all of this, I'm fascinated by, and there's one of the responses to the New York Times, a letter to the editor, says, I disagree with essentially all of President Trump's policies and initiatives and find his statements abhorrent. However, the New York Times publication of an article written by an unnamed White House official is disgraceful. The author of the article remains anonymous, proclaims himself or herself as one of the good guys, and accuses President Trump of being anti-trade and anti-democratic. It's not acceptable to engage in personal attacks in an international newspaper while hiding behind the cloak of anonymity. That's from Jonathan Poplar in Alpharetta, Georgia. So people are going after the New York Times, too, and saying, you are complicit in doing this. This is not something. They even said when they printed the thing yesterday afternoon that this is a rare occasion for us to do this. So everybody's trying to figure out who it is, but they're going after the I am very surprised. Former Clinton, former Obama staffers are very upset about the fact that somebody would do this, because they view that job, any job in the White House, as an honor and a privilege, and it's not about serving the president, it's about serving the nation. And if you get that wrong, I know President George W. Bush was very firm on that. This is not about the president, this is about the nation. That's why you're here. You are to serve the people of this country, not me. So this person, whoever it is, obviously is political because of the nature of their op-ed, but they are also a pretty good narcissist to think that I and I alone am saving the world. Well, me and my cohorts here, we are saving the country. Yes, you can count on us. Wow. Really? Did you forget the part about the fact that he was duly elected by the people of the United States according to the rules of electing a president? But this is where I think a lot of people in Washington, we don't know who this person is, but I think this person emulates a lot of people in Washington who think that they are so important. They put themselves above everything else. That's why I always say I don't like politicians, because they're there for them. They're not there to serve the country or you, the constituents. So this is that sort of mindset on parade, that this is one of many. Now, this is pretty brazen on this part of this person, but so the game is on to name the person. I suspect this will leak out. It will come out who this person is. I don't know if it's going to be today or if it's going to be 6 months from now or 2 years from now. I don't know. I mean, you go back to Woodward and Bernstein and Watergate and Deep Throat. There was one FBI agent, one, who was spilling the secrets to Woodward and Bernstein. And he thought that he was there to help them bring down the presidency. So this isn't the first time. There's been people within an administration that, or within government in Washington, who have said, I need to save the country from this president. A couple of stories out today. I've told you one of them before. Time magazine has a story out about the time that Richard Nixon got drunk and tried to nuke North Korea. And another one, I don't know who this is from. Well, this is also Time magazine, about the fact that what happens if a president gets drunk, and they go down the road about Nixon, and Nixon got drunk, and I told you the story. Henry Kissinger told this story to a private gathering about the fact that he got a phone call from Richard Nixon. There was a TWA plane that was hijacked in Beirut. And on that plane was a U.S. military service member, a Navy guy. And they were going through asking for ID of all the people on the plane. They found out he was military, he was Navy. They took him, they killed him, opened the door, and threw his body out No, there was no air stairs or anything like that. They threw his body out onto the concrete below as they were sitting at the Beirut airport, and Nixon went ballistic. And he had been drinking. And he called Henry Kissinger. And he says, bomb those you-know-whats. And Kissinger said, okay, Mr. President, I'll look into it. He says, called him back and said, well, have you got a hold of the Pentagon? I want to bomb them. And he's demanding that we go bomb Beirut. It's a plane full of people, nevertheless, but still he had been drinking. And what Henry Kissinger had to do was basically talk to the Pentagon and say, look it, this is what's going on. The president's telling me to get this bombing raid going on Beirut, but and I know he's been drinking, and this is not going to happen, right? And the general said, yeah, we'll wait. So that was that story. There was another one that Time magazine has out. Transcripts from Secretary of State Henry Kissinger's telephone conversations. He took a call from Brent Scowcroft, who was then an assistant in the administration. The Yom Kippur War was going on between Israel and Egypt. And Nixon called to find out once again about, the British Prime Minister called Nixon, wanted to talk to Nixon about all of this. And Nixon had been drinking. And they had to hide him from the British Prime Minister. And then there was another one where he wanted to go after and bomb North Korea. And Kissinger had to talk him down. So my point to telling you these stories is there have been people that have held back presidents from doing things for the sake of the country, the sake of the world, the sake of the White House, the sake of the presidency. So this isn't the first time, but who do you think it is? And what's your reaction to the whole op-ed deal? Phone number is 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. You can find that number at TomSullivan.com. Some of you get pretty vicious. The problem is you've got to find somebody that cares.
Tom Sullivan.
I'm surprised that this article was written, this anonymous article, but I'm not really very surprised to hear that this sort of thing is going on. I think we've all kind of known for quite a long time that advisors around the president often have to encourage him not to do the things that he in his most volcanic moments decides he wants to do. We've also known that he changes his mind sometimes several times before he makes a decision. So, I don't find it reassuring that this got written this way because it seems so flagrantly disloyal. On the other hand, if you're worried about Mr. Trump and whether he's going to do the right things, you might be comforted to know that there are people around him who seem successfully able to restrain him when he's about to do something that might not work out well at all.
Well, the Brett Hume from Fox News and longtime the dean of Capitol Reporters, I don't think it's your job to save the country from the president. The president is an elected office. If he is truly incompetent and not able to perform the job of being president, there is a procedure under the 25th Amendment to the Constitution. You can use Article 25. You can go through there and say, and it says exactly how it's supposed to work if you want to try to remove a president because of the fact that they are, they're talking about somebody who's not able to, maybe comes down with some sort of dementia or something along those lines. But that's not what they're doing here. That's not at all what they're doing here. So is this person going to be found out? I think they will. I don't think they can hold it to themselves. Usually people who do something like this are narcissistic enough to want to tell somebody, hey, it was me. You know that article? I wrote it. Huh? And then that'll get spread. It'll be out. I think it'll be out fairly soon. But it could be a year, 6 months. But it's going to come out. Then I don't know who would look up to this person unless you think, is this person a hero? Is this person the person that is saving the nation from our president? Or is this person gutless, like the president said. Or coward, whatever you want to use. 855-295-6600. Ron in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Your show. Thank you, sir.
I'm a 23-year retired veteran. One of the things I've learned in life over a short time as I've been here is someone who isn't revealing themselves and coming out and talking about our president like this is there's no validity to me. And that's just my personal opinion. And if they do reveal themselves, then it's time, you know, validate what he's saying. But I think the president's report card right now speaks volumes for, you know, how long he's been in and how much he's been doing. These continual attacks in the New York Times and these strange articles, I'm tired of it. His report card is amazing right now to me.
That's what
I feel.
What's so odd about this, though, is, Ron, the person who wrote this also gave him an A+, saying that many of the policies have already made America safer and more prosperous. And he made a list saying effective deregulation, historic tax reform, a more robust military, and more. So this is a person who thinks, hey, this administration is getting a lot of stuff done, exactly as you said. Now, is he jealous because of the fact that he or she is not getting the credit, but is going to the president gets the credit, regardless of which president we're talking about? They're the boss. They always get the credit. But, yeah, it's got to be. Somebody was talking about last night, this has got to be a deep state holdover from the Obama years. And I'm going, no. This is a Republican who's really proud of what has been done during the Trump administration. Just doesn't like him. It's what it comes down to. I don't care for him that much either, but I like what he's doing. But I would never, ever stab the man in the back. And that's what's happening here.
Well, and that's where I think I caught a little bit of earlier. You're talking, you know, loyalty to the presidency and as a military man, I do have respect for chain of command, and I just find that the anonymous stuff, I've got no stomach for it at all.
Yeah,
like him or not, President Trump, we do know it's in my 53 years, and I'm not going to age you, sir. We've never seen a presidency like it. I haven't.
No.
He's getting a lot of stuff.
He's one of a kind. Here's the thing. Being a military man, I know the answer to this. You had some commanders above you that you shake your head at in private, but you followed orders. You did. They were elected. They were put in charge. So therefore, did what they said.
Discipline.
Yeah, it's what it comes down to. All right, Ron. Thank you. Thank you for your service. We'll take a short break. 855-295-6600. Hero or coward?
Prime time, all the time, with Tom Sullivan.
Prime time it is. So who wrote the op-ed, and are they a hero or are they a coward? President says that they need to be brought up on treason. In the United States, treason takes some very specifics, and I don't think this qualifies as a crime of treason, but I don't know what you would fire them, I guess, is as good as you could do. But the person said that they're not alone, that they're working with others of like mind. They said ours is not the popular resistance of the left, but we believe our first duty is to the country. The president continues to act in a manner that is detrimental to the health of our republic. So, by the way, where's my Las Vegas odds on this? Yes, Las Vegas is offering, you can bet on who it is. I don't have my list of odds here, but of course Las Vegas would allow betting on whoever it is. Yeah, here it is, bookies. Vice President Pence leads the field. Offshore bookmaking picks as the White House mole behind the op-ed. Pence was listed as 2-3 odds on the site MyBookie as the fifth column official who claims to be working behind the scenes. The biggest favorite at 1-3 odds is The Field, someone not listed among the 18 administration officials. 2-3 odds, a winning bet gets $1 would profit 66 cents. So they're playing around here. Others named: Betsy DeVos, Mike Pompeo, Steve Mnuchin, John Kelly, Jim Mattis, Jeff Sessions, Ryan Zinke, Sonny Perdue, Wilbur Ross, Alex Acosta, Alex Czar, Ben Carson, Robert Wilkie, Kirstjen Nielsen, Ivanka Trump, and Jared Trump. They're listed at 12-1. They're actually betting on this stuff. So here is Matthew Miller was former spokesman for the State Department in the Obama administration. Good Democrat, solid pro-Democrat, anti-Republican. But he worked in the Obama administration, and this was his reaction, saying that the author's intentions were self-motivated.
And I think that leads you to this question. If you're inside, what is your responsibility? Is your responsibility to stay in your position and try to make things better, try to keep things from getting worse, as you hear this argument made by people inside the White House? Or is your responsibility to try to come forward and fix the situation? And what I don't think the author of this op-ed was really trying to do was fix the situation. This reads to me much more like someone who's interested in their career afterwards. They know that eventually their name will be public, either because it will leak or they'll make it public when they leave the White House. And they want to show that they were one of the people trying to keep things from becoming worse.
I don't know. This is a guy, a Democrat, and he's going, look, this is a person who's just out for themselves. So I don't think whoever this is, when they become public, I don't think they're going to be embraced by anybody. They look like a turncoat to the left and to the right. 855-295-6600. Joel in Newtown, Pennsylvania. Hello, Joel.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
My biggest fear with all of this is that it's going to put a shadow over the free expression of ideas within his inner circle or within the White House.
Yep.
I think people are going to be looking over their shoulders. What can I say? What can't I say? And context plays a big part of this. I think there was a comment made about President Trump wanted to assassinate Assad. You don't know the context. It could have been an off whether it was even said. Who the heck knows?
Right.
But you know, hey, yeah, I think I'd knock him off. I mean, so does that mean that he really wants to do that? I just think it's not healthy at all.
It's not healthy, and I think your point is well taken. There's a lot of people don't take this as seriously as they should, but he is a New York real estate, born and raised in Queens kind of guy. And there's a lot of that in your, it's a lot of in-your-face bravado sort of language. That's the way the man's 72 years old. That's all he's known. So he's going to talk rough and tough sometimes. He's also probably a guy who is a tough boss. He even said it himself. So there are some people that are, my gosh, if people have worked for me over the years, I'm sure you could find somebody that doesn't like me. You're not going to make everybody that works for you happy. But I like your point very much, Joel. This is where if you are wanting to consult with some of your colleagues in the White House, now is not the time. Keep your mouth shut. Don't help each other. Don't try and get something done. Work with somebody. It's going to isolate people. So, yeah, this is more damaging than helpful. But somehow this person thinks they're helpful.
And it stifles thinking outside the box. I mean, I've been in sessions at work where it's like, okay, let's throw out ideas, no matter how crazy they are. Throw them out, we'll put them on a table, and let's see if it works.
Sure.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And again, it's just, why should I even go through that?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it sounds like it's a terrible environment to work in. There's a bunch of climbers, and if you're in their way, they're going to walk over the top of you. No question about it. All right, Joel, thank you very much. Jerry in Milwaukee. Jerry, hi. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Jerry.
This is one more example of a source who says Donald Trump is basically unqualified to be president. He has to be elected.
I mean, wait. What's wrong with your phone? Something's going on with your phone there. You okay?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it sounded like it was rubbing against something. It was all scratchy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but the point that we have a president who's basically, probably some people work for him, as unqualified, who shouldn't be president, who has to be guided. And you look at Donald Trump talking about treasonous, and talking about, you know, using words like that, national security. This has nothing to do with national security.
Okay. All right. Okay. I will go this far. I will go this far with you. I'll go this far with you, Jerry. You don't like him. You haven't liked him. You think he's unfit. You've been consistent. And there's been a bunch of reports that have also said the same thing, that he flies off the handle or runs off the rails, or he comes up with he asks questions that you should have known the answer to, and all. We hear that from a lot of different sources. So I suspect there's some truth in that. Why would you write a hit piece for the New York Times and also not put your name on it then? What's wrong with this person?
Well, to be honest, I think a person might be afraid of getting death threats from some people if they write that and put their name to it. Let's be honest. That happened. There are people, not all Trump supporters, but some Trump supporters basically deal
okay.
with Trump.
Okay. Yeah. No. No. I hear you. So why doesn't the person quit if he hates the president so much?
That's a fair question. But to me, the larger question is, why do we have such a person as president? A person who believes that speaking out is treasonous.
I don't know if you were at the beginning of the hour or not, but I regaled the audience on the fact that Richard Nixon had to be stopped from bombing North Korea, bombing Beirut by Henry Kissinger and the generals over at the Pentagon because he'd been drinking. This isn't the first time this has happened.
Yeah, and Nixon had to go. When doesn't Trump have to go?
Well, we'll see. I don't think this will make any difference whatsoever. I think people know who he is. You know, you have in your mind, you have him well defined, and the Trumpsters out there have him well defined. Nothing's going to change. This is not going to change a thing, other than it is somebody who is basically a Benedict Arnold within the troops. But I got to hit my break. Jerry, always good to talk to you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, for those of you that hate Donald Trump, this is, I told you so. Well, there's lots of reports from people that say he does these things. But the person said he also gets a lot of great stuff done.
Stop yelling at the radio and get on the phone now. You're with Tom Sullivan.
This is one reason generally newspapers don't publish anonymous op-eds, because it could be. I mean, no, there. If you look back, and the Times has done this, if someone is a Iranian dissident and you think revealing their identity will get them killed, you know, then you'd say, okay, maybe that's a good situation. In this one, allowing somebody with a hidden agenda to take a free shot and not really much news in there, it's striking, but I think people should focus on the results, and they're extraordinary.
That's James Freeman over at the Wall Street Journal talking about why newspapers don't publish anonymous op-eds. So let's see. What else? Oh, Rand Paul has an idea. He said the president should use a lie detector test to find out who did it. And he goes on and says it's not unprecedented for people with security clearances to be asked whether or not they're revealing things against the law, under oath, and also by a lie detector. He told the Hill newspaper, he said, we use the lie detector test routinely for CIA agents and FBI agents. If you have a security clearance in the White House, I think it would be acceptable to use a lie detector test. I like it. I think they should. I presume Rand Paul has President Trump's ear. I would not be a bit surprised if this isn't the next move on all of this. Phone number is 855-295-9231. 6,600. Emails coming in. Where are we? Penny says he was elected by the people and has not done anything against the people. I am for keeping him. What else we got here? JPG 1000, they are mortals. Tom, they say the new Roman Empire rode through the streets to cheering throngs. A slave would stand behind him holding the crown over his head, and the slave would whisper in his ear, "Remember, you are mortal. All leaders are just men with flaws and weaknesses." True. But the hatred for this guy, I know he dishes it out. He calls people names. He mocks people. He does all of that. And I don't care for that part of him. But I'm not mad at him about it. I just recognize who he is. But there are people out there that are incensed because he's not polite. That's kind of what people voted for, was a guy to break the mold in Washington, D.C., break up the establishment. Let's talk to Albert in great state of Nevada. Hello, Albert.
Hey, Tom, I was just going to ask, what does the author's identity have to do with the content of the piece?
The fact that you've got somebody that is undermining the presidency within the presidency. The name is only important depending upon their position. About just, it sounds like they're going to meetings where the president is conducting meetings, and so they're fairly high up in government. I think it's important.
Even still, that's all speculation. It's all speculation. You still don't know if that's true or not. I think the reason the author would publish under, you know, straight anonymous is to curb the bias that would be brought forth against the content of the piece. With this way, you get a genuine reaction to the article itself.
I wish that were true, but I don't think that's right, Albert. I disagree with you, because what we're reacting to is, who is doing this? Who would do this? Who would backstab you if you were the boss? Who thinks that they're so important that they are there to save the country? This is about the person. I don't think the message is actually any news. I think the message is, the complaints are rather small. No, he's not a philosophical conservative. I've said that many times. They point out his accomplishments are big. I'm looking at what the person wrote, and what bothers me is that this person and others are attempting to thwart the presidency from within the presidency. I mean, come on. You can't have that.
So what if that article comes out and it's not someone that's in the White House?
Well, the New York Times
completely goes away.
The New York Times. Let me pull it up here, because they know who it is, and they said that they have taken this rare step of publishing an anonymous essay at the request of the author, a senior official who is known to us. So they know who the person is. They know the person's job.
Senior official?
It says whose job would be jeopardized by its disclosure of the person's name.
See, and that's the thing. That's the concern that I think everyone should have, is that this person writing this has so much to lose that we should be focusing on the content, not the author. If you read a good book, at the end of it, you're not going to say, "Hey, that was awesome," but if this person wrote it, I don't like it anymore.
But here's the problem with it, Albert. I don't see that there's much news in this. There's a lot of people who say that Donald Trump is crazy, impetuous, flies off the handle, goes off the rails. We've heard that from a lot of different people. And so I don't know about you in your life. I've worked with and for people that are impetuous and go off the rail and fly off the handle.
That part I don't disagree with. The part that I'm saying that you just said was that Well, I just lost my train of thought. Is that you said?
Well, I'm looking at the guy and going, this is kind of who we know who he is after two or three years of actually since the campaigning. And it's also part of this is why he was elected. It wasn't like he surprised us from change from a choir boy into something else after he was elected. He's the same guy.
That's kind of towards my point, though, is if they if it's not news and it's not that big a deal and everything in there is just everything we already know, then why is it blowing up on every news station?
Because you've got somebody who is trying to undermine our democracy, our presidency, the CEO, the head of our executive branch. That's not your job.
Yeah, but you can't undermine.
It's not your job, whoever this person is to save the country from the president. There is a process.
Yeah, but you can't undermine an entire government, an entire country if it's false.
He says he and others, or she and others, are working diligently to undermine the job. I mean, they're taking things off his desk, hiding things from him.
It's only undermining if it's false. If it's accurate, they're just doing their job.
They're not doing their job. This is a person who says they're part of the resistance. They have put themselves in a position that they are not. That's not their job. It just isn't their job. But I appreciate your call, but I disagree. I think the who is as important, if not more so, than what they wrote. So I appreciate your call. 855-295-6600. We have a lot more straight ahead. Don't go away.